Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast of The Lancet Oncology. My name is Marcia and today I have the pleasure to speak with Dr. David Pinato about the OnCOVID registry and more specifically his and his colleagues' article on prevalence and impact of COVID-19 sequelae on treatment and survival of patients with cancer who recovered from SARS-CoV-2 infection. Dr. Pinato, welcome. We know that COVID-19 can have long-term consequences in some patients. What is known so far about common sequelae in patients with cancer?
Well, we know that COVID-19 imposes a lot of long-term challenges to patients in the general population, but until the results of OnCOVID clarify this aspect in patients with cancer, we didn't really know what the real impact in patients with malignancy was from the point of view of COVID-19. So a lot of previous research efforts have mostly looked at mortality rates from COVID-19. We are showing with this new piece of research that 15% of the patients with cancer from our own registry, the ones that actually survived the acute infection and recovered completely from a virological point of view, were still affected by consequences when they were first evaluated by the treating oncologist, on average 44 days after the end of the COVID-19 infection. We think that the most common complications that affect patients in the long term, so the median duration of follow-up was around 120 days from the diagnosis of COVID, are things like fatigue, respiratory symptoms, neurocognitive impairment. So in terms of the type of consequences, they're actually quite similar to the ones that we observe in the general population. So the two populations seems to be sort of very reproducible in terms of the type of consequences.
And could you please give us a brief overview about the aims of your study?
So OnCOVID is a fairly broad registry study that has started back in February 2020 to collect all the consecutive patients diagnosed with COVID-19 and all the type of cancers, either in remission or with presence of active disease, across a growing number of institutions that are based across Europe. So far, OnCOVID is the largest European study of COVID-19 and cancer and has collected approximately 3,000 patients on this particular registry. The aim was very broad. So when we initially started this project, we didn't really have one specific aim. We wanted to document the natural history of patients diagnosed with COVID-19 and that had cancer. So the inclusion criteria for this project were kept broad for that reason. In this particular aspect, in the research that is being published now, we are particularly looking at the consequences, but we had published before a lot around mortality and sort of short-term adverse events from COVID-19 in these patients.
And what were the main findings of this paper, both in terms of patients and treatment characteristics associated with COVID-19 sequelae, but also the impact of cancer therapy resumption?
So I think two take-home messages in my mind. The first one is that we have a population of patients that, despite doing well from the point of view of COVID-19, in the sense of not suffering fatal outcomes, they are still characterized by a number of adverse outcomes that we as oncologists in particular may not be fully prepared to face or prepare to solve. So I think this gives us the sense that we should be aware of long-term consequences from patients that have recovered from the disease. And from that perspective, our study is very descriptive. So we are simply looking at what happened to these patients without having any predefined aim. But what we found was that actually in patients that where there is a documented evidence of COVID-19 related sequelae, the survival was significantly shorter. This is very, very important because we might think that when patients have you know, have sort of gone past the acute phase of the illness, you know, there is no more danger for them. This is actually not true. Those 15% of patients that had long-term consequences had shorter survival. And we looked at the survival both from the point of view of the cancer as well as COVID-19. And we think that a big element to the impact on survival has got to do with resumption of treatment. So obviously, last year, there was a lot of tendency to stop, withdraw, or delay cancer treatment because of the risks of COVID. Now, we are a little bit more comfortable, and especially now with vaccination and with a lot of therapy specific to COVID, that you know, COVID per se is less lethal in patients with cancer. However, we have to bear in mind that if people have long-term consequences from COVID, they tend to, at least in our study, they were less likely to receive further anti-cancer therapy. And those were the patients where actually the survival outcomes were much, much worse compared to the general population. So this is a very important message that suggests that we should perhaps do something about it. I don't know what that something is, because you know, those sequelae were mostly symptoms. And I know that there are a lot of programs looking at, for example, rehabilitation, early diagnosis of the symptoms so that patients can have the best quality of life and the, you know, the minimum type of sort of impairment of their overall health. But I think there is also the need for mechanistic research, sort of trying to understand what are the molecular causes of this sequelae. Is there anything immunological, for example, that can point towards, you know, this sequelae being more prevalent in a proportion of cancer patients? And I think that's where we should concentrate in going forward.
Yeah, so based on the findings of your study, what would be your main recommendations both to the oncological community but also ministries of health?
Well, I think the very strong recommendation is to increase the awareness for COVID-19 consequences in patients with cancer. This is likely to require more education from our end. So as practicing oncologists, we have to understand more what it means to be dealing with patients who have recovered from viral illnesses. Not all of us have got that particular background. We are more used to be looking after patients with, for example, side effects from treatment rather than from long-term consequences of viral infection. So this is definitely something that we need to learn. Secondly, we have to factor in this particular percentage. So 15% is quite high in my mind. And these are patients that would otherwise be well, you know, apart from obviously that oncological diagnosis that they carry. Interestingly, the presence of long-term consequences was independent from any tumor-related factor, was more present in patients with severe COVID, but interestingly, is also present in patients who had mild COVID, who were never hospitalized for the disease. So this is something that we should keep in mind, we should learn from our study. And thirdly, I think we should, as I said before, try and develop more research aimed at long-term survivorship of these patients. Unfortunately, in most of the studies in other viruses, such as, for example, MERS, for which we have more data, we know that the duration of sequelae can be as long as 40 months. So, I mean, for some of our cancer patients, we can't really wait that long for all the long-term consequences to have completely reduced and abated or have gone back to normal, because obviously the survival for cancer patients with advanced cancer is much, much inferior to that amount of months. So that is another area that requires research, identifying who are the patients that will get the consequences and what can we do to treat those.
Thank you very much for agreeing to speak with us and to all our listeners. This article is now available at lancetoncology.com.